Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, let's go back, and let's get into this, Mike, because in my heart and mind, this really... Well, you go ahead with it, and I'll comment on it.
Well, you know, there's a term, Christian Zionist.
Yes.
The Prime Minister told Kenneth Copeland, where we were with him, that the state of Israel was birthed by Christian Zionists. It was birthed by Christian Zionists. And what most people don't know, you know, we have a museum in Holland, Ten Boom Museum. They started a prayer meeting in 1844. You know how long it lasted? 100 years. To 1944. And that prayer meeting was to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It ended when the Nazis came to the Ten Boom home and took them all. It was the 100th anniversary of the prayer meeting. Well, at the same period of time, you had other people. You had a guy by the name of George W. Bush. 1844. I told this to President Bush. I said, you got a relative. He was a professor at Union College. He wrote The Valley of Dry Bones, sold 1 million copies before the Civil War, proclaiming that Israel would be restored, the Hebrew language would be, Jerusalem, everything. And it happened. George W. Bush, ancestor of our two presidents. In the home of Netanyahu is a silver cup. It says, to my godson, Jonathan. The guy's name is John Patterson. He, Yoni Netanyahu, Benjamin's brother, was named after him because he was a believer. He led the first fighting force in 2,000 years, Jewish fighting force, called the Mule Brigade. Now, I know you know the song, It's Well With My Soul.
Mm-hmm.
But who was it? Horatio Spafford.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the story? Horatio was a businessman in Chicago. His business is burnt down. The church said, "You're get out. You're cursed by God." He was a deacon. You're cursed by God. His wife, Anna, sends him a telegram saying, all the girls have drowned at sea. His son died of scarlet fever. He responds back to her and says, God has children for us in Jerusalem. He takes Anna and goes to Jerusalem and starts the largest orphanage in the nation. It's now called the American Colony.
Praise God.
And what song did he sing with Anna at the spot of the watery grave? It is well with my soul, he sang. So now you have William Blackstone. Here's a guy in Chicago who took his Bible, marked up all the prophecies, sent it to Theodore Herzl. Theodore Herzl wasn't a believer. He wasn't even a Jewish believer. He was a secular Jew who thought the land of Israel was in Argentina or Uganda. He said, Blackstone says, no, it's not. Here's where it's at. Here's the prophecies. At the same time, you had a pastor by the name of William Heckler. He goes to Herzl, opens up all of, and Herzl's the founder of Zionism, opens up the state of Israel. Herzl died in his arms with Heckler's Bible because he was a Bible believer. The Israeli Defense Force was founded by a Bible believer by the name of Ord Wingate. They called him a friend of Zion. And let me give you one more. The gentleman, let's see, we talked about Ten Boom with Horatio George. John Henry Dunant. John Henry Dunant was the first Christian Zionist. But nobody knows who John Henry Dunant was. He founded the Geneva Convention. He founded the Red Cross. He was the first Nobel Peace Prize winner. So here's Bible believers. Bible believers who believed not only the promises of God, but they believed that Christians should support Israel. Acts 1:8.
Mm-hmm.
You, who's you? You is you. shall be a witness unto me in Chicago. No. In Detroit. In Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and the uttermost. Well, where did heaven and earth meet? Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And where's it going to meet again? Jerusalem. So he sets this divine order, and all these people follow the divine order of this. Zechariah 7, I will return to Zion and dwell in Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. When the Lord spoke to me to start Friends of Zion, and by the way, this is a faith story, Brother Copeland. I went there and the man said, I'll sell you the building, the first building. By the way, we have the whole block now. We have all the buildings of the block. And he said, I'll carry the note for 1 year. He said, the payments are 777777. 777,777 a month. I signed. And I said, Jesus, I need your help. And by the way, we did it in the month of July. And they called that the summer slump. Guess what? July 777777 came in. August 777777 came in. For 12 months, it happened. Every month for 12 months. Well, since then, we bought the whole block. And by the way, there's no Christians that own property in Israel. You can rent, you can lease it for a 100-year lease, but you can't own it outright. We own all the properties outright.
And Billy Brim owns that property in McDowell. And I guess you guys are the only two.
Probably the only
from
two.
From here.
Yeah, because they said, well, you're Jewish.
Yeah, and she went there and studied Hebrew.
Yeah.
And made the connection.
Yeah.
That opened it up for her, or she wouldn't have that property.
So how do you do all that? The Friends of Zion campus is now $100 million of real estate in Jerusalem, 800 meters from the Temple Mount.
Mm.
How do you do that?
Mm.
You dream God's dreams.
Yes, you do.
And when you dream his dreams, oh, by the way, I'd like you to, it's not long, I'd like you to see something on Friends of Zion just for a second. We'll show it to you right now. You get a little peek into Friends of Zion.
If you see our sign, Friends of Zion Museum, you might be fooled into thinking it's simply that, just another museum. But believe me, it's as far from that as you can imagine. Join me on a journey to a museum that is a truly unique experience. A journey that touches both space and time. A multi-sensory experience that moves heart and soul. A journey that shows how closely we're all connected to a common past and to a shared tomorrow. Witness history through other eyes who knew that light always conquers darkness. The unsung heroes who upheld the light against all odds. Join them as you experience our multidimensional museum built to honor the many non-Jews who stood with the Jewish people in the State of Israel throughout the generations. In the heart of one of the first neighborhoods built outside Jerusalem's old city walls, the museum is a magnet for thousands of visitors, groups, individuals, and global influencers.
Mike Evans had an incredible vision of paying tribute to the people who truly have been the friends of the Jewish people and the State of Israel.
But Friends of Zion doesn't just celebrate the past. It continues to take tirelessly action in the present to ensure a brighter future for the people of Israel.
Thank you for all your support.
We often transform our Jerusalem Stone campus into a festive hosting venue. Its historic walls change their appearance with a light, revealing ancient stories hidden within. And inside, modern-day magic happens. In our state-of-the-art Global Media Center, dedicated teams work around the clock to strengthen diplomatic relations. World leaders who bravely stand with Israel and answer the ancient call of Hineni, here am I, are honored with a prestigious Friends of Zion Award. But our work doesn't stop there. The Friends of Zion Heritage Center works hand-in-hand with various communities in Israel. We organize special events for families with children in need of support during challenging times, as well as for orphans and widows. We offer Israel's security forces a warm, welcoming home with dedicated facilities for study and professional development.
Thank you, Friend of Zion!
We support Holocaust survivors on a regular basis, every week and on every holiday, providing fully furnished guest apartments as well as a community hub for social activities. So, as you see, the Friends of Zion is much more than just a museum. We appreciate your visit and hope you got a glimpse into the impact of the wide range of our activities.
There is no organization like ours doing what we're doing for the nation of Israel. To God be all the glory.
Today, we invite you too to say Hineni, here am I, and to carry the spirit of Friends of Zion with you wherever you go. Be a voice for the state of Israel, an ambassador for the Jewish people.
What's happening with Friends of Zion, and by the way, what does the word Zion mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Hebrew word for Israel. So you're calling yourself a friend of Israel.
Yeah.
As nobody dislikes us in Israel, because we're a friend of Israel. And by the way, while we've been here, I've been getting text messages from Israel saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just looked at my phone. Thank you, thank you. So Christians support Israel for many reasons. Number one, because God does. Number two, because when we do, we're acknowledging the word of God. The word of the Lord shall come out of Zion, Jerusalem. Yeah. And God says, I'll bless them that bless thee. That's another one of those reasons. And by the way, when we do, we're preparing for the Lord's coming. When the Lord shall build up Zion, then shall he appear in his glory. Another one he says, because we comfort Zion. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Because the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? They may forget, but I will not forget, Isaiah 49:15. Because Satan is at war against Jesus' seed. And oh, guess what? You're Jesus' seed too. Yeah. And he's at war against you too.
If you're in Christ, you're Abraham's seed.
That's right. People told me, they said, you can't go up to Jerusalem. I said, why? You can't build Friends of Zion in Jerusalem. The Orthodox will stone you because you're Jewish and you're a believer. They'll stone you. Well, when we dedicated Friends of Zion, half of the people there were the Orthodox. And my attorney said to me, Jewish, Israeli, he said, do you know who's here? I said, he's the ones that I thought were going to stone you. They love you. So we've had over 500,000 Israelis come through Friends of Zion.
Praise God.
Well, why is that? Because they know we love them. Mother Teresa and I prayed together. She was very short. I had to sit on the floor. And she said, love is not something you say. It's something you do.
Yes, it is.
And you can't love Jesus without loving the Jewish people because Jesus is Jewish.
Yeah.
So Christians standing... Oh, by the way, Jesus was Jewish. Very Jewish. He celebrated the feast. He gave offerings. He was very Jewish. I debated the head of the PLO, Hannah Ashwari, at the Midrash Peace Conference. And she said, Jesus was the first Palestinian born in the Muslim town of Bethlehem. I said, excuse me, Jesus was a Jew, born in the Jewish town of Bethlehem. She said, don't distort my reality. Don't distort my reality. Well, this is the battle we're fighting right now, because no one else can fight it. The Jewish people, the population of the Jewish people globally is tiny. It's like 0.05%. We're so much larger. Do you know how many Christian Zionists there are in the world? 700 million.
Praise God.
So there's 700 million Bible believers who believe Israel is the Bible land.
Yes, glory to God.
So we're all connected in this thing, Brother Copeland.
Yes, that's right.
And you've been in this thing a long time, standing with Israel. Fact is, when I think about it, I think you and Pat Robertson were the first two of my lifetime that I knew, the two strongest voices for the nation of Israel were you and Pat Robertson. Because ever since I've known you, you've been declaring this and standing uncompromising with the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. So this is nothing new for you.
Yes.
You've been doing this a long time. So believers, we're connected. We're connected with the Jewish people. By the way, can I explain something to you? People say, why the Jewish people have a problem with conversion? Because you know what conversion means to a Jew? It means to stop being a Jew.
Yeah.
It means to denounce, because throughout history they had to do it. They had to denounce they were a Jew and become a Christian and get water baptized and everything. So I tell Jewish people, Israelis, they come to Jesus, I say, you don't have to convert. Why would you convert from being Jewish? You're Jewish. They said, does that mean I can go to the synagogue? I said, of course you can.
Well, of course.
They said, I can celebrate the Passover? Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
And
we
all
do.
The feasts. Yeah. So I said, you're Jewish. You're Jewish. So I think what happens a lot of time with Christians, they don't understand what Jewish. Did you know it is hard? This is painful to say. Most of the persecution that Jews have gone through throughout history have been by professing Christians. Professing Christians, not real ones.
That's right.
Professing Christians. So with the Jewish people, when they know that you love them unconditionally, you hear bracha ba, bless you. So Christians, our support of Israel is very important. And by the way, I don't know if anywhere in the Bible that there's promises for America. Are there?
It just says nation.
Right, but.
But then, and it says many nations.
Right.
But it was talking about the nation of Israel.
Right. So if we bless Israel, America will be blessed.
That's right.
That's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of people don't get that, because the terrorists kill the body and the godless kill the soul. The secular godless, they're soul killers. And because government is their god, not God.
That's right.
So they're partnering together. Two ideologies partnering together. If you think about, you're not maybe old enough to remember this, but Brother Copeland and I are, the 60s.
Yeah.
What was the movement that happened in the 60s? It was on Time magazine, it was called God is Dead. Drugs, Timothy O'Leary, immorality. Well, here's what happened. There were three assassinations. You had two Kennedys and a king, John and Robert and Martin Luther King. When humanity is confronted with eternity, there's always a response. It's either repentance or rebellion. Well, it was rebellion. It was rebellion. So that rebellious movement that happened in the 60s, those individuals took over the media, the arts.
Yes.
They took over everything in America and ultimately the White House under Obama. They took it over all, over. Now all of a sudden, we got a battle. And we fought the battle. And here, you were one of the first to stand with him, Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, we've got a man who understands us and Bible believers and is uniting Bible believers. And in the White House, we know he's very close to Paul and I am too. We have an office in the White House now, a faith office White House.
Yes,
but they're not only in the White House, they're influencing every department of the government, the Justice Department, the Commerce, every department. And every week, Paul is briefing the President of the United States. So here's a preacher.
Yes.
Advising the President of the United States. So there's a spiritual battle being fought in the spirit realm. And we're winning it.
Yeah.
We're winning that battle. Hallelujah. Bible believers, faith in God, faith in this word.
In this book here that says, you need to read the back of the book. The end. We win.
Yes, sir.
Now, it was John that said he'll show you things to come. The revelation. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as if a trumpet sounding. That every time you find that, it's going to wind up being prophetic because of Mr. Trump. And you notice things like that. Of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up here, and I will show you these things which must be hereafter. I'll show you the things which to come. That, class, is what the Almighty God, the King and Creator of heaven and earth, wants to keep all of us in a position to be able to search out things which are to come. And to never, ever be afraid of anything. Don't ever frighten your children. The Lord really got on me about that. And quit saying I'm afraid so. I'm sorry. Well, apologize then. We're out of time. Praise God. Hallelujah.
So today we're just so blessed to be in the part of the studio audience for the BVOB taping today with Brother Copeland and Mike Evans.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Brother Copeland and Mike Evans.
Yeehaw!
This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and this is the class of the Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Glory to God. Go Bulldogs! Praise God.
We're talking about remaining under the Word, and you said saved means the full benefits of salvation. So when you remain under the Word, it's an umbrella in your life, you experience the full benefits of salvation.
He said the end result. That's what faith does. It says the end results before it can see it or feel it.
If you're looking for any type of encouragement or motivation, or you're trying to figure out where exactly to go in life, I encourage you to join in onto these broadcasts and just listen in and ask the Lord to give you a word before joining and listening. One way or another, you're going to find the answer.
Until then, remember this. God loves you.
We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
This is the one thing that I look forward to every year is coming here to be immersed in the Word.
You can never trade this for anything else. You know, I just wish this would be the life that we live every single day. You just wake up, come to be in the presence of the Lord.
You can get the principles of the Word on TV and it's exciting, but when you're gathered together with thousands of people and experience it in the presence of God, it's totally different with being in person.
Hi, I'm Kelly Copeland. Every Friday is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Partners, I want to thank you for your faithful sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Together with you, we are sending the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. You've heard it before. You're a part of preaching the gospel through every broadcast and magazine that we've sent out across the globe. And as a partner, you share in the heavenly reward for every soul won and every person healed. So as you give today, I declare 2 Corinthians 9:8 over you. God is able to make all grace, every favor, earthly blessing come to you in abundance so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient. That means possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. That's big. I love the alls and everys. Your part, that's God's word. You're part of something that is impacting and helping people live more meaningful and fulfilled lives. I declare over you that you are harvesting now in Jesus' name.
Now, hasn't this been a wonderful 2 weeks? Yeah. With Dr. Mike Evans, glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's just been good. All is well in the household of faith. So we'll see you next time. Over the weekend, go to church and go to a Word of Faith church. Either start a revival or a riot, one of the two. Until we see you next time, this is Kenneth Copeland, Dr. Mike Evans, and the KCBC class reminding you one more time that God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord. Yeah!
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To text to give, text the letters KCM to 36609. Together with you, we are sending the Word of Faith to families around the world.